Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Glad to have you guys with us. We are the Valley Outdoors. Don's in here.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
And I'm here. I'm Eric, and I'm the host today. And we have got a jam-packed show. We're going to be talking with George Little. He is the main man and one of the main men in the Vexus Boat building. What would you call it?
An organization
or whatever you want to call it. But he is one of the guys behind it. He is a fishing guy. We're talking a little bit about fishing and a little bit about some of the new boats they have in the aluminum side, which I saw at the sports show was pretty cool. But that and more when we return. Hang tight. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's always good to be seen.
Yeah, I am excited about the show today. It's going to be good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Got some good topics today, do you?
George, we're going to be talking with him about fishing, which I just can't stand talking about fishing, I got to tell you. It's just, I hate it.
We've noticed.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't get excited about it at all. And it's just, yeah, it's boring. No, it's going to be cool. And the reason that I wanted to do this, I was down at the Minneapolis Sportsman Show, and I've been meaning to get George on for a while, and our schedules haven't worked out. And one of the new boats, and I'm not trying to sell you guys a boat, but what I'm saying is what's going on with the boats is beyond what I could imagine that they could be. The width of the boat, but this is a bass boat, Don, that has four seats that you sit down in. They're buckets type, two front buckets and two back that you fold up, right? Fold down, fold up seats that are part of the casting platform. So you can actually fish four in this boat.
Bass fishing?
A bass fishing boat or walleye fishing or whatever.
See, my brain says that's
smaller,
a bad idea.
But lakes that aren't going to be great lakes, but you don't need to have a full windshield boat to do it. And it scoots, it utilizes horsepower well, and it's a wide fishing platform and extremely stable. But it was one of those things. So we'll talk about that later, get more detail on it. But they came up with something I think is a home run that nobody else is really doing. So that's going to be cool. Excited about that. One of the things we find now, too, just kind of get into the fishing side of it, talk a little bit about transitioning a fish. So this last week we went out again in our normal Wednesday fishing league that we have in Red Wing, and jig fishing is my deal. I love more than anything. If I don't have to go crankbait or lead core fishing, I don't care to do it for walleye. Well, we went out pitching jigs and I had a blast and did great again this week. So I'm sitting right near the top of the league thing, but that doesn't really matter. I have a blast doing it. Just fun to really, after just kind of backing down a couple of years with it from the tournament side, it was just elevated beyond belief as far as that goes. And now really enjoying it and playing with that side of it. And you notice that obviously the fish are moving and migrating. The spawn is finishing. We're getting more females now that they're all spawned out. Last week we had a mixed 50-50 split on some of the bigger fish, like a 27-incher I caught. That was not spawned out. You know, obviously we let them all go. But nonetheless, when you start looking at the transitions that happen in a river system, same thing with lakes, where do the fish go? Where do they come after, you know, this kind of thing. And in the river, they spawn, and then they start migrating back down the river into their holding areas as they move down and rest and then start to get back with the we call it put the food bag on or the feed bag. And that's what's happening right now, the transition point's happening. So finding these fish that are recovering and or starting to turn the feed bag on is kind of what's happening. So you need to really look at what is the best methodology to catch these fish. A lot of times you'll find dragging live bait is going to be, and I mean very, very, very slowly, on these current seams, and that's what we ended up doing. And it was kind of funny. We were fishing one of the spots, and a friend of mine happened to be in the area filming a TV show. You may have heard of Jason Mitchell before.
Oh, yeah.
So we're fishing this spot, and one of the local guys is showing him around. And I'm kind of laughing because I know the local guy, and of course I know Jason. And I'm in the front of the boat. They don't recognize me because I'm not in a regular boat. I'm with a friend of mine, Sean. He's the president of the Red Wing Fishing League. And I'm in the boat, but I'm in the front of the boat pitching jigs, and I get one, and I nice fish, and then I get another one, and nice fish. And they're like, "You mind if we come through?" And I said, "Well, it's kind of tight, but..." And then they moved through, didn't get one, and they caught another one right behind them. Oh, it was one of those...
It's so rewarding when you're in that boat.
You have no idea. It was so awesome. And Sean looks at me, and the other guy says, "You're good with leaving now, aren't you?" And I said, "I'm perfectly fine."
I was going to ask you, you know, from 1 week to the next, how many fish did you find in similar spots or the same spot from 1 week to the next, or are they moving down?
They're moving down. Okay. We tried the spot. We caught fish last week, and those fish were already not moving down through that spot, and right. We worked it quite hard, same time frame, because timing in a river is the other thing. If you've ever done any fishing, you'll notice you can get hung up on a spot fishing because you get a 15-incher. Oh, we got a 15-incher. We got to stay another hour. No. How much time do you have to spend fishing is limited. What you need to do is establish your time frames. If you're not catching fish and you know you've worked the spot properly, move. Force yourself to move. The only way you can cover spots and find fish, because fish will be biting somewhere in the body of water. You just need to get to that spot. Move through what we call it a milk run.
That's how we call it, run and gun.
Yeah, but I like to say milk run, because run and gun means you're popping in and out of spots and not necessarily giving it, but painting the picture, milk run meaning you're working the spot, you're giving it the right of time, you're getting what you can out of that spot, you move on to the next one, but you're not getting stuck. So don't get stuck, one.
Well, two, you're looking for active fish is what you're looking for.
Yep. Two, don't get hung up saying they're going to bite this bait. They always do. Change it up. I went to a jig and a crawler, believe it or not, this time of year, and that's what I got my fish on. So be not afraid to change up, because the lazy ones are if you're a lazy fisherman, you're the one that's going to be caught on the outside wishing you were catching fish. Don't be afraid to try hair jigs. Don't be afraid to try the orange and yellow jig with the crawler on it. Play that game. So, well, tell you what, we're going to be coming right back with George Little, talking a little bit about Vexus Boats, and it's going to be a cool conversation. Hang tight. We'll be right back.